You're listening to a podcast from 702.
I cannot tell you how much I hate bullying. Hate it. Loathe it so much. And we're living in a time where the internet is not helping. You know, bullying has become very public and very permanent, especially on social media. A lot of videos go viral, and often it comes at the expense of people's feelings and even their well-being. We're really confronted by a shocking story at the moment as we take in the implications of cell phones in schools, bullying, trauma that is being visited on young people, on families, the loss of life, a 15-year-old being arrested for assaulting another learner. There's just a whole lot at the moment. So there is this video of Lufuno Muvanga, and she was a grade 10 pupil at Mbilwi Secondary School in the Vembe district in Limpopo. And in the video, she is seen being confronted by two girls, and one of them signals to the other to move out of the way as she gets closer and starts to assault Lufuno, and several times. We looked at bullying yesterday on the show as more details started to emerge about the story. And the details, of course, are that she went home absolutely distressed. Lufuno went home distressed about what had happened at school and went into her room, reported it to someone at the home, and then went into her room. When her mother checked in on her later on, she found her unconscious, and that's when they rushed her to the hospital. But the hospital sadly said that she was pronounced dead on arrival. So at the moment, we've seen the Minister of Basic Education, Angie Motshekga, speak, and she said proper school protocols will be taken against the teachers at the school, because questions are being raised about whether or not the school acted appropriately in dealing with this matter. And over and above that, we saw the South African Human Rights Council, which had visited the school, saying they believed that the principal needs to give further details and account, and they believe that the school has failed to some degree. And the police then also announced that they have arrested a 15-year-old girl from the school. This happened on Wednesday, about the assault. And the spokesperson, Brigadier Motlafela Mojapelo, said that the minor will be dealt with in accordance with the Child Justice Act. And so justice for Lufuno, the hashtag continues, of course, as the family now seeks answers. And so this afternoon, we speak to the elder brother of Lufuno, and that is Kenneth Mabunga. He joins us now on the line. Kenneth, thank you so much for joining us. And firstly, my sincere condolences to you and the family. I think what has happened to Lufuno has touched many of us very, very deeply. And I'm very sorry for what you're going through. How is the family? How are you all holding up?
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you to you and your listener. As it can be expected, when a family loses their loved one, you know, they become emotional. We are devastated.
Mm.
We don't know what to take, what not to take. We don't know what to absorb, what not to absorb. But I think in this matter, it's worse, because we as a family, we feel like maybe if something was done, maybe this incident would have been avoided. That's where we are as the family. And some of the family members, yes, of course, they are angry at the moment.
Mm. No, I think there's so many lessons for schools, for families, even for young people out of this tragedy. Tell us a little bit about Lufuno. She was your youngest sister.
Yes, yeah, so Lufuno was the last born in the family. So she, as you can imagine, she will get attention from all her siblings and her parents. But she was a smart girl. You know, we did everything that we could so that she can get the best education that we could afford. She was very much smart. She was also very much independent, if one would have to put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When you say independent, you mean that she was quite self-sufficient and what, independently minded, just her own person?
She was independently minded. She will take decisions, on her own if there are things that are happening. Like in this incident, when we look at it, we come to realize that maybe this bullying has been happening before, and she never mentioned it maybe to the parents, because it was also the first time when we heard about, such incidents only on Monday. But when we spoke with the principal, he mentioned that the perpetrator, mentioned that, she is fighting with this one, or she's beating this one, because she blocked her on social media or on Facebook. So we would want to believe that maybe there was something that was happening on Facebook. Maybe she was cyberbullied by this one, but she never mentioned it to the family. Maybe the only thing that she thought she would do was to block this one. So she was an independent thing. She always wanted to take her own decision.
Yes. So the family had no idea of any kind of bullying up until that day.
We have no other information, but we believe the school is in a better position.
Yeah.
To give us the more details, because if information is coming, we're listening to the Human Rights Commission.
Mm.
It seems as if there is something there, but we do not know. She never mentioned it at home.
Okay.
The only incident that she mentioned is this one that happened on Monday. Because when she came back, she mentioned this thing, and the parents tried to comfort her. She managed to speak with one of her elder brother, and he managed to talk to the principal at that specific time to tell the principal, this is the issues that are happening, are you aware of them? And by that time, unfortunately, the principal said he was not aware. We were only surprised when he came to give the report, when he said, the children were brought to his office, after, so we were a bit confused. But this was the only matter that he reported to us.
So on the one hand, he says the principal said they weren't aware, but then on the other, they said that this matter was reported to the office, that there were learners involved in an altercation.
And because what had happened on Tuesday, the school had to come and explain to us.
Yeah.
So what they did, they came up with something that they called a preliminary report.
Mm.
And they said the preliminary report is that there were kids that were fighting, and the security has taken them to his office. And he delegated the matter to another teacher to deal with it. But we made it clear to the principal that maybe he saw a video that we didn't see, but we didn't see kids fighting. We saw one learner assaulting another.
Mm.
And that is when we were surprised as a family, because earlier than that, we had the belief that until such time that we brought that to his attention, he was not aware.
Hmm.
And that is when, as the family, we took a decision to say, yes, we understand this is your preliminary report. You can go back with your preliminary report and do further findings and come back and tell us the exact thing that has happened, so that we may know, and we may know what decision to take.
Yeah. Yes. And the South African Human Rights Commission also, I think, mirrors and reflects what you're saying from their initial investigations as well. And at this point, there is the case that's been opened against the other girl, the 15-year-old who was at the same school, also involved in this particular assault. And even her family has started to speak about how she is now on suicide watch. Have you spoken to the other family? Have they reached out? What is happening between, and were you aware of the other young girl? Was she known to the family?
The other girl is not known to the family.
Mm.
Even by now, we don't really know her name. Her family hasn't tried to reach out to us. If they tried, they never reached, and maybe they didn't find us, but we don't have any information, for them reaching out to us. So the issue that the girl has been arrested, I heard that from the principal yesterday, to say he opened the case. So the complainant on the matter at this moment, it's not the family, it was the principal.
Mm.
So we are just waiting for them. I think this afternoon they will come together with the MSU. They will give us more information regarding, I mean, as far as that is concerned.
What would justice look like when the family, Kenneth? There is no way of bringing back Lufuno, but what would you like for society to learn, and what would justice at this point look like? I know that your emotions are still quite raw at the moment. It's still very early since these events have happened.
The emotions are still very high, and you'll understand because this thing has gone viral on social media. So in every turn, you know, you find this story. So, but we are law-abiding citizens of this country, and we believe that this country has laws that each and every one of us should abide to. So we understand, and we have full confidence in the justice system of this country. So we would want to see justice prevailing. We wouldn't want to preempt, you know, what are the steps that the justice system will have to do, but we believe we have full confidence in it. But we also like, maybe just, we don't know, we understand we are not experts, but we come to realize that whatever that children do sometimes when they are outside of our homes is just a mirror of what is happening at home. So we will say, maybe as the family, that maybe as parents we need to pay more attention. I mean, we need to pay much attention to our kids, how they behave and how they behave when they are with others, so that tomorrow we don't find ourselves in a situation like this. We understand that bullying is a very serious matter in the country, but we also believe as a family that, you know, before the child gets out of the family, she or he is a member of the family, so the parents must take full responsibility in raising up, you know, their kids well.
Yeah. Really, I think of your mother right now, having found her 15-year-old daughter in that state. I mean, your parents must be absolutely distraught.
We are all heartbroken because what has happened, you know, when the deceased was taken to the hospital, the mother was there with her, and she took her last breath in her presence. So you would imagine, you know, the kind of pain that she's going through right now.
Kenneth, our thoughts are with you. Our thoughts are with you and your family at this incredibly difficult time. And you must know that right across the country, many families are standing with you at the moment in what is an absolutely harrowing experience. I want to thank you for your willingness to bring the nation into your family's confidence and speaking to us this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. That is Kenneth Mabunga, and he is the elder brother of the late Lufuno. And that's really where the family is at the moment, you know, as the Department of Basic Education has demanded answers. And they are saying that there is likely to be action taken against teachers, against those educators at Mbilwi Secondary School in Limpopo, wherever there were failures. So they are looking at this incident from the school management and protocols, such as disciplinary measures that needs to be taken against the teachers from that perspective at the moment. There's, of course, also this case involving the 15-year-old who enacts this violence on Lufuno, and the police have said that she will be dealt with in accordance with the Child Justice Act. But I wonder what your thoughts are, because when we think about schools, how challenged our schools are, what is it that they can do to make schools a bullying-free zone, a bully-free zone? We touched on it yesterday with my guest, but I imagine that for teachers, even our guest yesterday said, sometimes you find that teachers themselves are involved in bullying or have bully tendencies in their classrooms. There's just so many areas in our society, from the schools to what is happening in the home to what we see in broader community that may have contributed to this. But at the end of it, the hope is that this would not have been in vain, that there would be meaningful change, not only at the school, as in lasting permanent lessons for this to never happen again, but at other schools around this country, and for all of us as parents to take the time with our children and to talk to them, about the wrongs of bullying and undermining others. I'll take your calls and your reactions after hearing Kenneth, the oldest brother of Lufuno, just telling us the family's perspective. So many of your WhatsApps after hearing the older brother of Lufuno, Mabunga, speaking a little bit earlier on, and here are some more of your perspectives.
Afternoon, Azania. You're speaking to Peter here. You know what has happened to Lufuno? Because Lufuno was the friend of my daughter. The abuse started in 2019 when they started to do grade 8. And then they were posted on the Facebook called that they were the ugliest kids in the school of Mbilwi. And then I think Lufuno has tolerated this thing for years until she took his own life. It's very sad. And my daughter was crying the whole night on Monday from Peter.
Oh, Peter, we are such a mean society, absolutely mean to each other. The reason why I hate bullying so much, and I've never really wanted to use the platform or time to maybe discuss my own personal issues, is that in 2017, my daughter was bullied on Twitter. 30,000 tweets from adults, from people who now, I guess, use social media as if they are responsible people with the platform, sent such damaging messages about her and about me. It was an experience that altered our lives. The sands shifted and moved in our lives. It sent us into a place that needed lots of work and lots of healing. And yes, we're better. We were able to wake up every day, to come to work, and to be able to put on a face. But ultimately, it tore our hearts apart, and we had to do a lot of work, breath work, therapy, diagnoses of depression, anxiety, and PTSD. An ugly society is what we have created, South Africa. And so to a large degree, who is culpable? Who is culpable? Is it the 15-year-old who faces charges? Or do we also need to look at ourselves?
Hi, Sindumi. My heart goes out to the family. I would just like to mention that this is a real, I don't know if it's called a phenomenon, but something that happens. And my niece, every time I pick up once a week, because I see them once a week, she always has a story about bullying. And the first time, her friend, which is a boy, bullied the girl back. The second time, because I saw her, I said, you must fight back. You know, just push her back or do something back so she can step back. You know, so this time when she told me the story, it was with more vigor, it was more with more of self-affirmation to say, I fought the bully back. But I don't know if that's a society we're trying to create, but that's the best advice I could give her at that point in time. And mind you, she's 5 going on 6.
Hi, Azania. Aza, you know, I don't personally know the girl that took her life. But I'm sitting here at work, you know, with tears in my eyes, listening to Kenneth's story. But what you guys must do is also, you know, get the other family also to interview the other family as well. Let them hear what they have to say. Let them hear their story, really. Interview the other family as well. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because we need to understand the genesis, what is happening on the other side too, to lead to the sorts of behavior that we saw exhibited at that particular school and in that incident. And it's not the first, of course. There are many. This isn't the first. And many of your messages, one says, in response to what schools can do to make those spaces bullying free, it was the worst mistake from basic education to freeze the position of school counselors. Public schools are in dire need of educational psychologists. This comes from Reddy. Really, absolutely constructive contribution there. And we cannot only look to the resources of families and what the school is able to afford based on the fees that are paid, but the education department needs to provide these skills, or government certainly needs to, in many of our schools in the lower quintiles. Another one says, these kids also see how we treat other people, and some of us even defend it. The kids are a product of our society. Absolutely. Absolutely. One says, as highlighted to you yesterday, I'm very worried about the bully girls involved in this case. I'm not surprised that they are on suicide watch. We need to help them. These are kids, unfortunately. Surely we can't put them in jail. I'm heartened by the story. This one comes from Simon.